Welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. I'm Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications, and we have a couple of guests for you in this week's show. But off the top, there was big news in the BCHL this week, with the announcement Monday that this will be the final season at the helm for BCHL Commissioner John Grisdale. After 15 years on the job, Grisdale will step away at the conclusion of this season. He joined the league for the 2003-04 season, replacing President Ron Boileau, and he has gone on to lead the league longer than anyone else in league history. Grisdale brought the BCHL into the internet age with the introduction of the league's website and those for each franchise as well. He raised the BCHL's profile and instituted a no-tolerance approach to brawls through a system of suspensions and fines that saw teams across the league cough up more than $30,000 the first season. Grisdale was also instrumental in the expansion of the BCHL to Wenatchee, with the Wild joining the league for the 2015-16 season. The CJHL announced this week that Grisdale will be a life member and has also created an award in his name to be presented to the highest drafted CJHL player each year. Congratulations to John Grisdale on a fine career and all the best in the future. Into our interviews now, one player reaping the benefit of the BCHL's presence in Wenatchee is Wild captain AJ Vanderbeck. This week's Player of the Week, Vanderbeck had 6 goals, including a hat-trick, and 2 assists last week in helping his team to 3 wins on home ice. Town Toyota Center has been good to the Wild in their time in the league, and Vanderbeck started out on that home ice advantage.
You know, home ice is always a huge advantage for us, and we always want to take advantage of whatever team comes in to play in our building, take advantage of the fans. Coach changed up the lines just a little bit. I was playing with Murphy Stratton and Jasper Weatherby, and Murphy and Jasper are both great players, and Murphy and I clicked right away, and, you know, he made it really easy on me to play that week.
Yeah, you talked about in your answer there just how good home ice has been for you guys there in Wenatchee, and that was the case last year as well. You guys have only lost a few times on home ice, you know, over the last 2 years altogether. It's been a little bit of a different story on the road, not that you've been a bad team, but what's so different about being on home ice versus the road? Do you think there's a story to that?
I think it's a couple things, honestly. I think it's our rink's a very nice rink, and we get good crowd just about every night. You know, we sell out, we get close to selling out quite a bit, and, you know, I think it's hard for teams to come in and play in our building for sure. I think we get jacked up to play at home in front of our fans, and I think it's a little easier not having to travel as well on the bus. You know, your legs are a little more fresh going into the weekend.
I was wanting to go back a little bit and talk about how you got involved in the game, and just found out originally you're from California. Can you tell us the story about how you wound up going to Colorado? You list your hometown as Monument, Colorado. How did that all come about, and how did it help shape your career?
I was originally from California, like you said, and I just grew up playing roller hockey. There's no ice around me for 3-4 hours, and always grew up wanting to play ice hockey and watching on TV, and, you know, begging my parents to play ice hockey somehow, and luckily they made the selfless move to Colorado, and my dad could transfer jobs, so pretty seamless move, and it definitely helped shape my career.
And I noticed as well on your guys' roster with Wenatchee there, several players from the state of Colorado. Morton is one of them that comes to mind off the top of my head. Did you have any background or familiarity with those guys from Colorado before you got to Wenatchee?
Not too much. I've heard of the name just because I have quite a few younger buddies who played against him, but he's a little bit too young, so I never actually played against him. But he's a good player, and Colorado has a lot of good younger players. So.
Earlier this year, you missed some time with an injury, but you know, you're still amongst the leading scorers in the league. I think top 10 right now in points, and I think you're top 3 in goals scored. So how would you say your season has gone? I mean, you got to be pretty happy with the numbers. And how are you feeling, and how do you feel about your season overall?
Yeah, you know, it was obviously a transition. Being named captain this year is always a little adjustment, but, you know, just try to take it one game, one day at a time, and, you know, do whatever the team needs me to do, and more importantly, get two points every night that are on the line.
Now, while you were injured earlier this year, you got that commitment to Ohio State. They hadn't actually recruited very strongly out of the BCHL in the couple of seasons before this one, but this year there's yourself and Josh Prokop's committed to Ohio State from Vernon. So, you know, what are you excited about most about that program when you went for your visit, and what do you look forward to there?
You know, I'm really looking forward to it. I really enjoy the coaching staff, and I think they're very knowledgeable. And obviously, you can tell with their program this year, they're top 10 in the nation every week, and, you know, they're having a very good season. They're good defensively, which is huge. You know, that's a part of my game that I'm looking to improve and just become more 200-foot player. And I think that Ohio State gives me a good chance to go in, play some minutes, learn from a good coaching staff, and carry on the tradition that they've had this year of winning. So I'm just very excited to get a chance to play there.
Talking with AJ Vanderbeck from Wenatchee. AJ, last one here. You know, last year the Wild were a dominant team as well, finished first overall in the regular season, but it only lasted two rounds in the playoffs. Sort of a two-part thing. How much hunger does that give the guys that are returning, like yourself? And what did you guys learn from, you know, the way that playoff hockey is in the BCHL last year?
Every game's important, you know. Leading up to playoffs, you want to have a good end of the season. You want everyone to be fresh, so just continue to play how you are. And, you know, all of us from last season, you know, there's that bitter taste in your mouth still, and, you know, you want to come back and be ready for playoffs. So we just got to focus right now on the end of the season, but it's always in the back of your mind. Season didn't go the way we wanted to last year, but, you know, looking to change that this year.
That was Wenatchee Wild captain and this week's BCHL Player of the Week, AJ Vanderbeck. For our other interview segment, we had a chance to catch up with a young goaltender who made headlines in the BCHL last weekend when he got the call as an emergency backup with the Powell River Kings. Cam Stevenson, a local product on the Powell River Midget Rep Team, was pressed into service when starter Mitch Adamick was injured in the first period. Stevenson went on to make 21 saves on 22 shots and earned the game's first star in a 4-1 win over Alberni Valley. We spoke to the 16-year-old this week about getting a chance to take the stage under the BCHL spotlight.
Yeah, it was a really good experience. It was unfortunate what happened to Mitch, but as soon as he went down, my heart sank, and I was like, this is actually happening. I wasn't too prepared for it because it was my fifth time doing it, and I was just going through the motions, kind of. Just, you don't think that it's going to happen, but I'm kind of thankful that it did because it ended in such a good way for me, at least.
Do you think it was maybe actually beneficial that you didn't have any sort of, you know, if you were told in the morning of you're going to be starting tonight, maybe you would have been nervous, but because it happened so on the spur of the moment, do you think that was maybe good in a way? You didn't have time to think about what was happening?
I think that it was, yeah, because I would have thought about it so much more, and I probably would have been a lot more nervous just thinking, like, building up to it, but I think it was good to be thrown in there and just to see how I could do with, like, that much short notice, I guess.
Hey Cam, what was a moment that happened during the game after you threw the mask on and, you know, hopped the boards and skated into the crease? What moment in the game kind of helped you get into the game that night?
It was definitely the fans. Everybody was cheering, like, just so loud for me, and that got me really excited, and I didn't want to let anybody down, so.
Yeah, I heard, obviously the two sheets of ice at the Hap Parker Arena there. Your team was actually practicing, I think, at the time, and then all found out that you got the call and you were in net. I think they kind of ended practice early and came over to watch. Did you take note of that as well?
I did, yeah. Every time I skated to the corner, my team was sitting right there watching me, and they're giving me big smiles from the stands. It was pretty awesome.
Talking with Cam Stevenson, who got some action in the BCHL last weekend as a 16-year-old emergency backup. And, Cam, what do you think, you know, being around the team just as a backup and, you know, taking shots with those guys in practice and warm-ups and stuff like that, what did that do for you in going into the game? Did it give you some level of confidence? You've faced these kinds of shooters before?
It totally helped because, like, I was just trying to picture it as much as a practice as I could because, like, that was my only experience at the BCHL level is practice. So I just tried to imagine that I was in a practice, and that helped me a lot, I think.
As the game went on, when did it start to maybe kind of occur to you that you had a chance to get the W?
I would say in the third period, because, like, my team, they had my back so well. They're so defensive, and they're just, as soon as they, like, caught up by, like, I think it was a two-goal lead there, I knew that we were going to win.
And in the weeks or the week that has followed, it's really only been 6 days since the game, but what's your hockey routine been like since? Have you been back practicing with your regular team, or have you been sort of splitting time between both? How's it been?
I've been back practicing with both my teams. So I've been practicing every day with the Kings, and then my midget team, we practice twice a week.
What's on the schedule for this weekend coming up?
I'm backing up for the Kings tonight. They brought in their AP goalie role, and I think they're bringing in Derek Kral for the next two games home here, because I have a game tomorrow for my midget hockey.
Do you have a bit of a vision as to where you want your career to progress at this point? Like, do you hope that you can one day be a full-time member of the Kings in the BCHL? How do you kind of envision the next couple of years going?
I would love to be a full-time member of the Kings BCHL or just any BCHL hockey team. I would, like, one of my goals is to play junior hockey in the next 1 to 2 years.
That was Powell Rivers' Cam Stevenson, the hero for the Kings, coming off the bench last Saturday to earn the win and first star honors. And that will do it for this week's podcast. To get all the latest news, visit bchl.ca, follow the league on Twitter at BCHL Live, or on Instagram at RealBCHL. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.